Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Lee Handley. Batting second, the center fielder, Lloyd Wehner. Batting third, the right fielder, Paul Wehner. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Gus Suhr. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Johnny Rizzo. Batting sixth, the shortstop, Arky Vaughn. Batting seventh, the catcher, Al Todd. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Pep Young. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bill Swift. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Bill Swift. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting second, the second baseman, Billy Herman. Batting third, the center fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth, the catcher, Ken O'Day. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Augie Gallen. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Phil Cavaretta. Batting eighth, the right fielder, Frank Demaree. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Larry French. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Larry French. And now, play ball. Lee Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley hits a fly ball into right field. Demaree settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. French fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges hits a fly ball into right field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman hits a fly ball into left field. Rizzo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wehner, who is chasing the ball. Reynolds reaches third base with a triple. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day hits a fly ball into center field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Gus Suhr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suhr is called out on strikes. One out. Johnny Rizzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rizzo hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Arky Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. French fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd hits a pop-up towards short. Gerges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Heck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heck hits a fly ball into left field. Rizzo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen takes first base on ball four. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a fly ball into center field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Pep Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 0 for 1 in the game. Handley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Larry French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French hits a fly ball into left field. Rizzo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0 for 1 in the game. Gerges hits a fly ball into right field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 1 in the game. Herman hits a fly ball into left field. Rizzo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gus Soor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soor is 0 for 1 in the game. Soor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Day bunts towards the mound. Swift fields it and throws to first for the out. Reynolds moves to second. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 1 in the game. Hack hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Reynolds scores. Hack moves to second. It's 1-0, Cubs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Soor scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gallen for the out. Hack moves to third. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0 for 1 in the game. Cavaretta is hit by the pitch. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0 for 1 in the game. Demery hits a pop-up towards first. Soor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5. With the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Johnny Rizzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rizzo is 0 for 1 in the game. Rizzo strikes out. One out. Arky Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cavaretta scoops it up and throws to first, with French covering, for the out. Two outs. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd is 0-for-1 in the game. Todd hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Larry French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 0-for-1 in the game. French hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Soar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0-for-2 in the game. Gerges hits a fly ball into right field. Wainer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-2 in the game. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vaughn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Pep Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Young hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-1 in the game. Swift hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 0-for-2 in the game. Handley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Reynolds hits a pop-up towards short. Vaughn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Day hits a pop-up towards short. Vaughn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hack takes first base on ball 4. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hack. The throw from Todd and he is out, Vaughn applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Lloyd Wainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wainer is 0-for-2 in the game. Wainer hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Wainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wainer is 0-for-2 in the game. Wainer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gus Soar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soar is 0-for-2 in the game. Soar hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Rizzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rizzo is 0-for-2 in the game. Rizzo hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Reynolds. Rizzo reaches second base with a double. Soar moves to third. Arky Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Vaughn takes first base on ball 4. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd is 0 for 2 in the game. Todd hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Soar scores. There goes Rizzo trying to get to home. Reynolds throws the ball into O'Day, who tags Rizzo, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Vaughn moves to second. It's Pirates, 1, Cubs, 1. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ray Barra's now catching. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Gallen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Cavaretta bunts towards the mound. Swift fields it and throws to first for the out. Gallen moves to second. One out. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0 for 2 in the game. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vaughn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gallen moves to third. Two outs. Larry French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 0 for 2 in the game. French hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vaughn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Pep Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Young hits a fly ball into right field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 2 in the game. Swift hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Demery. Swift reaches second base with a double. Lee Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 0 for 3 in the game. Handley hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gallen. Handley reaches second base with a double. Swift scores. It's 2-1, Pirates. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0 for 3 in the game. Wehner hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0 for 3 in the game. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0 for 3 in the game. Gerges is called out on strikes. One out. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 3 in the game. Herman hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Wehner. Herman reaches second base with a double. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Herman moves to third. Two outs. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Day hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rizzo. O'Day reaches second base with a double. Herman scores. It's Pirates, 2, Cubs, 2. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hack hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. O'Day scores. Hack moves to second. It's 3-2, Cubs. Jim Tobin now pitching. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gallen takes first base on ball 4. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Cavaretta hits a fly ball into center field. Wainer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Joe Marti now playing center field. Carl Reynolds now playing left field. Gus Suhr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suhr is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Suhr strikes out. One out. Johnny Rizzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rizzo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Rizzo hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Rizzo reaches second base with a double. Arky Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vaughn takes first base on ball 4. Ray Barras is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barras hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rizzo moves to third. Vaughn moves to second. Pep Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Young hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to second for the out. Rizzo scores. Vaughn moves to third. Two outs. It's Pirates, 3, Cubs, 3. Jim Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Young. The throw from O'Day and he is safe. Young steals second. Jim Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vaughn scores. Young scores. It's 5-3, Pirates. Lee Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Handley hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Marti. Handley reaches second base with a double. There goes Tobin trying to get to home. Reynolds throws the ball into Hack, who relays the ball to O'Day, who tags Tobin, who came all the way from first, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0-for-3 in the game. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vaughn fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ripper Collins pinch hits for Larry French. Mace Brown now pitching. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a fly ball into right field. Wainer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Lazzari pinch hits for Billy Gerges. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards third. Handley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 5, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.